Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 720 on your Monday. I don't know about you. I noticed traffic was really light this morning. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a lot of people who were taking the week off. They're like, it's a holiday week. Thanksgiving.
I felt like there was a lot of traffic Friday and Saturday. So maybe everybody was taking off and now they're there wherever they were going.
Yep. And airport officials have already said that travel is picking up. And by Wednesday, we are going to be back at pre-pandemic levels. Wednesday and Sunday are supposed to be bonkers.
For travel?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
No and one in this room is going anywhere, right? Are you going to Michigan, Tim?
Yeah.
But so you'll be on the road?
I was driving.
You're driving, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, Jen was asking this morning, where do you get the best pecan pie?
Yes.
That still has them in stock.
Right.
Because a lot of places are already out or they've run out of orders, you know?
Where, oh, where can I find a pecan pie?
Yeah. You checked all the usual obvious places that you know of, right?
I haven't really checked anywhere.
Oh, no.
No.
Also, don't call with easy recipes because she's not going to make one.
I ain't going to cook. Let's not get crazy. Oh. And if you can find it right off the 71 corridor between downtown and Morrow,
that would be helpful. Go to Kroger. They probably
have one over there. Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Which one of these do you want a slice of on Thanksgiving? Pumpkin, apple, or pecan pie?
I want both pumpkin and pecan.
Pumpkin, please.
Pumpkin, same.
Because you have to have pumpkin. You just do.
Yeah, pumpkin is the clear winner in 45 out of 50 states. They are searching for pumpkin more than any other type of pie. It's 46 if you count Massachusetts, where pumpkin is tied for first with apple pie.
Mm.
But still, it's a tie.
I mean, you can get apple pie year-round. What's special about apple pie?
I just like it. I prefer the warmth of it with the vanilla ice cream. The pumpkin, I can take or leave.
See, the pumpkin's got to have lots of whipped cream on it.
Do you like the Dutch apple pie, Jeff, that has like the... That's what I think my sister's doing. She's bringing dessert. So I think she's doing a banana cream pie, a Dutch apple pie, and then I am bringing the pumpkin pie.
Oh, nice.
All right. We'll be
That'll
there.
Work.
Yep. West Virginia is most obsessed with pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, I mentioned Massachusetts, the only state where apple pie even tied for first. But in general, it's actually more popular in New England than anywhere else. So I guess it's just a regional thing. Got in our blood. It's been easier to get out of plans during the pandemic if you just say your nose is running, like nobody wants you around. You know what? You should just stay home.
Yeah, it's probably best.
But have you ever used the coronavirus as an excuse to get out of doing something? Someone polled over 6,000 adults, and 14% said yes. They named it. That's around 1 out of 7 people. And young people were even more likely to say yes. Overall, 8% of people said they've claimed they were being more careful about the virus than they really were, just to get out of something. And 2% have lied and said they needed to isolate. Yeah, you could say, well, I don't know that I have it, but I have certain symptoms. And, well, I just don't want to take any chances.
I had COVID and I will never lie about having it. I don't want it back. I don't want to put the karma out there to get it back. Nope, I'm out. I'm just going to be like, I'm not coming.
Yeah. And if you've never had it, don't jinx it.
Yes.
But, exactly. You know.
Exactly. That's what it feels like.
But I could see you lying about symptoms. You know.
I have a runny nose.
Yeah, which could be a cold, but.
You know, my sense of smell is I can't seem to smell anything.
Oh, God, stop.
No.
I also feel like of all the times that, because we worked the whole time, it felt like. And if we were exposed to someone that had it, it's like we had to go on lockdown. And I'm like, I don't want to say that I was even around someone that had it.
Right.
Because I feel like that's just jinxing it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your kids watch any football yesterday? Or were your kids like, nah, sports are dumb?
We had the Bengals game on.
Yep. And Bengals won. Although it looked like JB was struggling out there yesterday.
He got hit one time and made me a little nervous. And he got up and was limping a bit, or it took him a minute to get up.
But according to this, esports are now more popular with teenage boys than real sports. This is interesting. This could predict the future of sports because these are young guys. A new poll found that esports teams, meaning people who play video games you can watch, are now more popular with teenage boys than real sports teams.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't have stats for teenage girls, but I can tell you the Lakers are the most popular real sports teams for boys between the ages of 13 and 17, followed by the Golden State Warriors, which are basketball as well, then the Kansas City Chiefs and football, Chicago Bulls basketball, Patriots, Yankees. Most popular esports team is called FaZe Clan. They play everything from FIFA to Call of Duty, and they're now more popular than any of those real sports teams.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. Two other esports teams also ranked higher than the Bulls, Yankees, and Patriots, one called 100 Thieves and another called Energy Esports.
Hmm.
That is interesting.
I wonder what that means for the future
Live
of sports.
Yeah.
Also this morning, there are some obvious advantages of living alone, like not having to share space or not having to share anything.
I know, right? I'll tell you, that's one thing. It's like when I look around my house and I've been, you know, living with Jacob, but in a lot of ways, you know, I'm living alone without a partner, right? To really, you know, Jacob has his space and I kind of have mine. And it's hard to imagine bringing another person like my age into the home.
Right.
And then all of a sudden having to share what was once all mine. It would be very weird.
Having to consider another person.
Right.
Well, you would have to give up space, too.
It would be weird.
Like your closet. You would have to clear a section.
Yeah.
Would you be fine with that?
I almost think if I partnered up with somebody, we're going to have to build a new house.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
and start over because it would just be so weird.
As in they live in one and you live in the other.
That is probably the best. Probably the best.
We're going to build you a new house close to mine.
That's right. We're still building in my area.
Yeah.
My subdivision.
And I'm not leaving
we
my
can
place.
Do it. Right. This was specifically built for Jacob and my needs.
I remember when I moved in with Scott, though, that was we fought. Like, we never really had a lot of fights, but when I moved in with him, we fought a lot. And most of it was about space. Hmm. Like, he was unwilling to give up any closet space. And I'm like, you don't even have clothes in here. It was such a hard moment.
Hmm.
It really was.
That's not the point.
Yeah. And I think he felt, I never really took the time to think about how he felt about it. Selfishly, I was just like, listen, I need to put my thing somewhere. But I didn't really realize how much of his territory I was taking over at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, someone asked the internet for some underrated perks of living by yourself, and there were some good responses. Here are some of the highlights. Never having to wait for the bathroom.
Ah, yeah.
You see, Kristen has a master bathroom, but we also have, like, we call it the upstairs hallway bathroom, which is a full bath. So if one is in one, then we just, the other uses the other.
Yeah, you're lucky to have a double dose there.
And you take that for granted until the kids come home for the holidays. And then you're like, oh, we have to share again.
Yeah.
We got to coordinate this.
I mean, what's that like for you? Because you have spent so much of your adult life living alone.
Yeah.
So to all of a sudden not just move in with your partner, who's been your partner forever and ever.
Yep.
But also the children that come home. What is that like for you to now live in a house where there are a lot of people?
Strangely, surprisingly easy, and I can't explain why. I wish I had an answer for you. I don't understand why, because mm-hmm. it is everything that you would think I would hate.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is, and I can't explain it.
And one day probably would have. You know, 15 years ago, you probably would have.
Yeah. I don't know the answer. I wish I could tell you. And there was a time, too, when last year at this time, she was redoing the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
the upstairs hallway bathroom. So we were all sharing the master
How many
bedroom
of you?
Bathroom. It was her two daughters and one of her daughter's significant others. So, yeah, it was Emma,
the five
Fanny,
of you.
Ingrid, wow. me.
With one
Kristen,
bathroom?
One bathroom.
Wow.
Yep.
But you guys worked it out like with the schedule or something? Like you get 8 to 8, 8 to 15?
It helps that I have my hours and Kristen's got later hours and the kids kind of are a little more flexible because they're home and they're and they're also like when they visit us for the holidays, they're also still working. They're just working from our dining room table.
Gotcha.
Working remotely. So they have a little flexibility there.
Well, I think it helps too that you love them and they love you and the relationship is, you know. There.
Right.
Because if there was any tension between you and the children whatsoever, I don't know if it would be so wonderful, you know?
Yeah, we had a wedding over the weekend. And the wedding was downtown, so we stayed at a hotel. And I remember, I forget, like I booked this hotel so long ago, I couldn't remember why I booked what I booked, but evidently I got like a junior suite that had a separate room with a sofa bed and a second full bathroom.
Oh, nice.
And I think I might have done it just because the plan was we were going to get ready at the hotel to make things easier since the wedding was at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
So in my mind, I'm thinking she'll have a bathroom and I'll have a bathroom. But then the kids were also going to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden it was like, wait, well, how are we going to work this out? And we need a room too. And so the kids ended up, one of the kids ended up staying with us, but it was handy because there was also the sofa bed that we forgot we had, and there was that second bathroom. Anyway, it all worked out, but it was just like, didn't even miss a beat, you know? It was just easy. It was fine. It was no problem. But that's the big thing is the bathroom, taking over the heat and air conditioning, both comfort and cost, every item in your home exactly where you left it the last time you used it. The whole place is your bed because you can pretty much fall asleep anywhere. Dieting is a lot easier because you're the only one you buy food for. You walk around with no pants and use the bathroom with the door open.
Yeah, the best.
I do that, and I do live with somebody.
I know. I'm going to have to start closing my door, though, because now when I go to the bathroom, I have four cats and a dog in there with me.
Hey, what's going on? It's
You know, Maybelline is the only cat that respects my privacy. The rest of them are everywhere.
Mommy.
You know exactly what state your home is going to be in when you come home. And then the advantage of silence.
Yep.
Yeah. It's 7:33 with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102 9 News. Consumer reporter John Matarese joins us now live on the telephone, so you don't waste your money. Hey, John.
Good morning, Jeff and Jen and Fritz and Tim. And I wanted to say a little bit about Black Friday. Well, I could talk to you about Brown Friday. You spent about 10 minutes today talking about that.
Oh, it's a thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's this Friday. It's all the plumbers having unclogged drains.
Among other things.
Among other things, Brown Friday. I don't want to know.
Right.
The good news is this is Black Friday week. And it's a week. It's a week. I mean, you remember back a few years ago, and people would just line up on Thanksgiving. The doors would open, whether it's a Target or Best Buy or Kohl's or JCPenney, and everybody would rush in and grab that clothing, grab the electronics. That's over. That's done. Well, last year, the stores didn't open on Thanksgiving night because of the pandemic, and they all said, hey, you know what? This kind of worked better, doing it online and not having everybody rush the store. So the stores will be open on Friday. A lot of them open around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. So for the people who just have to have that rush, like Jen, you know, who just have to have that adrenaline rush.
Oh, man, yeah, the dopamine hits are just boom all over.
Off the charts.
Yeah. Hit me.
Yeah, for Jen, they will have stores open Friday. But for everybody else, it's pretty much online at this point because the stores are closed Thursday. And the sales actually have already started, most of the sales. Now, Target started yesterday, last night. Walmart started this morning. Best Buy is running things all week. So what you want to do is go to the store websites and just start looking around. And the sales are on now. You find it, you order it now. You don't wait till Thursday. Now, they are holding back a few things for Thursday night just because they're trying to create a little bit of excitement. So, you know, there may be at some stores, you know, where a Thursday only thing. For instance, MacBooks, Some people are having, like, if you buy an Apple MacBook, you get a $150 gift card. And that's really good because MacBooks never have discounts. So, you know, that's something that's going to wait until Wednesday night and Thursday. Also, some of the big TVs, those 70-inch TVs that I know Jeff wants, you know, we're talking a few of those are going to be online only on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. But except for that, oh, you can find the $9 crock pots and the 50% off coats and everything else. You can find it right now. So I'm not telling you to kind of, you know, skip out on your work today, because obviously we all need to work a full 8-hour shift today. But
oh yeah,
get online to the big stores, hit Target, hit Best Buy, hit Kohl's, hit Walmart. You're going to find the sales on and live right now, and you can start ordering.
Do you miss the years when you and a crew would go out to the mall and broadcast live early on Black Friday morning? Because we would see, we always were at the same mall every year, you and us. Will you be doing this year since we're returning?
I remember 7-8 years ago coming up to Tri-County Mall and seeing you guys there early in the morning, and you're all set up. And, yeah, there was a real excitement to it. But, you know, it's kind of nice not having to deal with that.
Yeah.
And since no one is open on Thanksgiving, and these places will be open, I understand that, you know, there's a lot more online shopping than there ever was. But do you feel compelled, as being sort of like the money guy, the consumer reporter, to get out there and find a place where there's some excitement? Is there going to be a line forming anywhere that you're aware of?
None of the major retailers. Yeah. None of the major ones. Wow. You know, when it comes down to the places that normally would have the lines, no, they're closed. And a lot of it is still, maybe next year they'll reopen, but right now it's mostly still the pandemic. They don't want all those people packed in.
Sure.
No, they don't want to be liable.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it helped me be a smarter shopper when I would actually go to the stores and make purchases, because it would always feel like I bought stuff when I'm walking around. I have to make trips to the car to drop off my packages to go back in and buy more things and then take those and then haul it all into the house. When I'm shopping online, I forget how much I've bought. You know?
Yeah, you don't even remember how much you're spending.
Yeah.
You don't even realize until that credit card bill comes.
Until the bill comes. And I mean, even the packages, you know, a couple will arrive tomorrow and a couple will arrive the day after that. If they all showed up on one day, then I'd be like, holy.
You wouldn't feel like you were buying. You don't feel like you're buying as much because they're spaced out.
No, it's very easy for me to accidentally purchase 7 pairs of shoes.
Well, and then you're like, I forgot I bought that.
Yep.
You know, I forgot I got that.
Yep.
And then that doorbell rings and you open up the door and there it is on
holy
the doorstep.
Holy cow.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Are you shopping mostly for yourself,
Jen? Hey, guys, have a great Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Hey, you too,
have
John.
Have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you.
You too, right, John. Have a good one.
Bye.
Yeah.
So when you're shopping online like that, it's mostly for yourself, or you're going there looking for
it's
things
both
for others?
It's both. I go down rabbit holes. Like, I'll get an ad for, let's say, a really cute pair of Betsy Johnson boots. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like sparkle boots. And I'll be, oh my God, those are precious. And I'll go to the site and my size is sold out. So then it becomes like, I bet I can find these somewhere. And so then I start my search and I end up in 12 different places. And even if I didn't really, really want the boots, if I find them, I feel like I have to purchase them because of everything that I went through.
Because you just invested the last 3.5 hours in finding these GD boots.
Because I knew I could.
Yeah.
I knew it.
And then do you wear them when you get them?
That's such a guy thing, too.
Right.
I was like, you know, I know what I know. I'm a hunter and I'm going to find it.
Well, and then, you know, we've got this photo shoot coming up. So that's the other thing, you know, it's like, okay, what, you know, I'm kind of like more of an accessory person than I am an outfit person. So which shoes do I want to wear? And then I'll end up purchasing multiple different pairs because I don't know which ones I'm going to really, really want to wear with whatever outfit it is that I choose.
Did you buy those red sparkle boots?
Yes, I did.
I want to wear those.
Yes, I
did. We're the same size. If you don't wear those, I'll wear them.
I don't know if they've shipped yet. I'm a little concerned about
those. She's going to fight you for them.
I'm ready. Hey, I'll just wear them for the photo shoot and that's it.
Oh, they're
I don't want to like have them.
Spectacular.
They are. They look like ruby red slippers, but they're boots.
Yep. Jeff, what are we wearing? Jeans and a shirt?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Jeans and your Doc Martens, boys. Let's get crazy.
You betcha.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.